10 to you.
Set this TV off in the background. Find out when you checked out your alternator yesterday.
I didn't get to go out there, so I didn't find too much about that.
Should I give him a call? Like I said, it's pretty simple to diagnose it. What's in there this morning yet?
There ain't people out here yet.
Don't get up in the morning.
Say that again.
Hey, I guess we won't get up early in the morning. We're gonna morning.
Not really talking up. I'm trying to work on this antenna right now.
30 in the morning, right?
Hello.
Sitting here pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be in here soon.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a bit cooler this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. I know when I was out there, it was kind of nippy.
This cat outside, he didn't like it too much.
I think I let out and black light on her.
They don't like it when it's cold. Some dogs do. My brother used to have a Siberian Husky. Man, that dog, the colder it was, the better she liked it.
Them Boston Husky, they love that cold. Definitely. They sure don't like the heat.
One day we had an old truck and the windows had all that old plow truck we used to plow snow with. And that dog, she used to go right where the cold was. Wherever the cold ground covering the window, that's where she was.
And I'm from up in Ohio, and I know when my uncle moved me down here, it was a whole lot different than what it is up there, especially in the winter.
Dude, I live in Connecticut, which wasn't quite as bad as Ohio is, but we used to have some pretty good cold up there.
BFW Mobile.
Morning.
Yep, just now getting on the road. I heard you yesterday, but I was on Echolink. I was driving Mama's Jeep. Had to take it in for some service, and Echolink wasn't cooperating with me.
If you hear any difference, I'm moving this thing around. So I'm moving it around?
Well, I didn't while you were moving it, but then all of a sudden you just dropped totally out.
Dropped the key that first time. And we'll move things around. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. No, I don't seem to see nothing.
Nah, you were good.
I tell you, man, well, my buddy in the machine shop, he's so busy, I wanted to see if I could still home. He was so busy, he said, I said, Chris, you're too busy. He said, you can't help me working here, and you have too much to do. I said, so at the end of the day, I talked to him, I said, look, let me see if we can get some home. I said, here's what we're going to do. Let me just see if I can still home with your machine. So he was doing a 400 Oldsmobile, and he gave me the home to take over a little bit, and he gave me the worst possible stones he had. The stones were worn out. And I was able to do it. I can go back and do it.
That's KM4 and AP Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Radio was sounding good yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, yours was doing good, too. Man, I talked to two parks, one in Colorado, one down in Florida. Then talked to a guy who was in Pennsylvania. He just put up a new antenna. He was hollering CQ. He was really good. Then I grabbed Vito out of Toronto and talked to him for a bit. And then I got Luis down there in Brazil. And then I got over to Slovak Republic. And then I got Spain and that, and it was just like bam, bam, bam. Sometimes I was 10 over, and it's like, man, really? Were definitely good right around that time, and that kind of faded. Although it must have been really good because, man, everywhere I went, you couldn't get away from somebody. You know what I mean? When we were trying to talk.
I know what you mean.
You do it. One of the ways you can tell too is you'll hear the real strong signals on the band. When the band starts to go away, they'll lose all the weaker ones. You'll hear some of the ones with real good antennas and real stout signals. You'll just hear them and nothing else. You can tell when it's going away. And HF is funny. When you got it, you got it. When the band's got it, you got it. Like I worked over just about into Russia one day at 40 meters with the worst antenna I've ever seen in my life. And the guy heard me. I don't know how he heard me, but he did. And I was laughing.
You know, listening to operators, seeing how he was doing and that. And, I mean, a couple of them had some pretty good pile-ups. And, I just popped right in there and called me out.
What happens, too, if they see a guy that gets in there with a little, running kind of a substandard signal, sometimes they'll purposely pull you out. We heard some of these guys 30, 40 overnight, which is ridiculous.
Get that guy down in Brazil for a while, and then couldn't get him. And then I got him the other day, and then turned right around about the second try, got him last night.
They get you. They know where you are. If they got a beam, sometimes they'll boot around. Once you get him once, they'll pay more attention to it. I need someone to help me find I want to get one of those little transmitters with a chip on about watt. And drive a vacuum tube funnel with it. Make a little small, little 6AQ5, two of them in parallel to make a little 10-watt little amplifier so I can run low power with vacuum tubes or a solid state funnel, a driver. And it'll be kind of fun to do it. I was going to do it all tubes, but to do it tubes, sideband transmitter is a pain in the neck. You can do it, but it's a pain in the butt to do it. Cool. You do what I was telling you, make an exciter with a solid state driver and a tube final like that. You've got a heck of a transmitter because if you get a bad antenna, it won't blow up very easy. It's a bulletproof transmitter.
Even to the guy in Canada, and he was running 90 watts, and he was like a 5.9. And then he was trying to talk to another station, so he upped it to 600, and he was only maybe 5 over 9. And then when I started talking to him, he'd drop back down to 90 watts, and we had a good conversation.
Find out is lots of times when the band is kind of funny, the higher power signals, and you got more power and good antenna, that's why beams are really the way to go. Because what you really want to do is get a real good beam antenna and put the power to the wire. So you can gain with a good, you can gain about 20-30 dB just between antenna gain and power. And what you do is you get the antenna as best you can, run at 5 watts, and then if you have a problem, then you put the fire to the wire.
Beam in my near future.
They gotta build it. You can't afford to buy those things. They're so expensive. I mean, they're just so expensive. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Ed, where you at on your route?
We're halfway.
Oh, that's not too bad this morning. The truck must have been close to on time.
It's close to it. Of course, they're still trying to get the bugs out of where they moved to. It's a lot smaller area. They're trying to figure out how to make it work.
When it was supposed to be snowing and high winds right there coming across the mountain from Knoxville, I thought, yeah, that truck will be late.
KK4 POT Mobile.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How's everybody doing?
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Pretty good when I heard you call CQ last night, but you were on the net frequency and they run you off.
Was that, I never actually called CQ. Now, Mike did. He actually, you know, actually said those words. Now, I jumped in on those guys that were there. Is that what you're talking about when I was having a conversation with them?
Yeah, Roger, you were saying you just put up a little antenna for a trial.
Okay, yeah, that was me. Yep. Yeah, I got a huge noise floor right now, which I strung that antenna up by some bungee cables and hooked it to a wooden fence and a tree limb on the other side. I mean, the thing wasn't 5 feet off the ground, and I put a counterpoise directly underneath it to shoot it straight up. So, I mean, I literally threw it up.
KN4TFW.
Take the vertical, too, if you build the vertical. Just stick the stupid pole, stick the thing right in the ground.
There's a, Mike has got the spike kit for the same, I've got the same antenna he does, it's a portable antenna set up. He's got that spike kit, I just need to probably go ahead and break down and get one.
Because basically, the vertical works pretty well when you're, if you have to near the ground, because it reflects it right off the ground. And some people, what you can do too is, if you really want to be, if you want a little higher up, you just put some copper screening right on the ground and where you want for radials. Just throw it right on the ground.
Before was run the radials just right on the ground. But this is a portable setup, so it, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff with it. But I'm glad to hear you could hear me well, Ken. That's good, because Mike couldn't hear me well. We might have just been just a little bit too close to each other.
Your license address right with FCC. The little app on my phone says we're 24 miles away, and I'm about 39 miles from it.
And that's kind of a close, that's kind of a point distance. I don't know what band you're on, but sometimes that's hard. Sometimes in the daytime you can do it. Nighttime, forget it. Town, Connecticut one time, I was SWL. And I used to listen. He had one of the guys had, he lived in Newtown, I lived in New Milford. And that was 14 miles, about 16, 18, about 20 miles apart. When he used to run his DX60, was 40 watts an AM. He was in the noise level. When he ran a pair of 813s, right about 900 watts input, he was 40 over 9, but unless he ran a lot of power, you couldn't hear him.
Right after you got off, I picked up four countries back to back.
Neil, congratulations.
With those four countries, I already had those countries, just only one operator was a duplicate. And that, but it was nice to be able to just get in there and know that I could get to them.
KK4POT.
Next Big Friday.
KN4TFW.
KK4NXC.
Morning.
Good morning.
We heard a repeater out. Well, let's see if we can wear a repeater out. He goes, go for it. See if you can do it.
Throwing a good signal on me yesterday. I just, your modulation, for some reason, was soft on me.
The mic, and it was okay. I didn't want to push it. It's hard because it's hard. You know what I got to do? I got to get a receiver and a headphone and monitor another receiver so I can listen to headphones so I can hear it.
Y'all double. I was just saying that it's on a default of 50%. I went to 80 and then back down to 50. I never could get it right according to what you were hearing.
Been on my end, but he was saying a steady 9 to 10 on me.
Yeah, he was the same way for me, and that sounded like it was maybe a setting in the radio.
Get so many settings. It's got more settings than Carter had liver pills.
On the radio, is it Ed let me get?
Carter, I've never really ever answered that.
It's from what I understand.
My mom one time when I was younger, I could have gotten killed doing something. She goes, "Well, you know, you could get killed by a whisker." I said, "Mom, what is whisker? What could be whisker that can't be killed?"
Get killed would be worser.
To me, it's not getting a kill for you if you don't get lucky and get killed right away. I didn't think of that. About that wreck my friend Pat Power had, his wife was mad at him because he hit the car rails. Went flying up in the air, hit rock car rails, 5 feet off the ground, hit a tree, flipped the car upside down we go see it all on. And he says, "Yeah." He goes, "I got kind of a little bruised up wrist out of that one." I said, "You gotta be kidding me."
Sense of humor.
Yeah, guys. He goes, "I don't understand why my wife is mad at me."
Hey, remind me to tell you about my chainsaw when I get in.
My boss used to work on lawnmowers with him, and one time he fired a chainsaw. He says, "Here, I'll let you try to cut some wood on the ground without seeing it." Well, you know what? I ran a chainsaw off site once, and I'll never do that again.
At the chainsaw place down there in Pickens, he told me of a story where a guy borrowed a saw from this man. He come back with it, and the guy immediately noticed it wasn't cut and took it in, found out that all the teeth was beat up on it, asked his friend what he was doing with it, and he was using it to put a wire dog fence into the ground. So he had that saw down in the dirt cutting a little trench. Never did tell him what he was using it for, but they found out the hard way.
He screws the chains up bad.
But I know better than that.
Bad case of butt whoop. Hey, if it's not yours, it makes a good ditch witch.
Yeah, that's what the guy said. He said, "That's an ingenious idea as long as you're not using your saw."
Watch out for it. Sometimes people get the chain all beat up, and what happens is it puts a groove in the bar. You know, so it puts a big groove in the bar, and it doesn't oil right. I don't know if you ever had that happen.
No, I hadn't had that happen. I've had them bars wear, though.
Yeah, you can file them, but lots of times you just replace them when it gets down to that. And the other thing is, a lot of guys sharpen chains with chain sharpers rather than a good chainsaw file. That's not a good idea unless you don't mind changing the chain more often, because if you're good with a chainsaw file, you can do a lot of sharpening if you got good files. You know, and you can use a chain a lot longer than you can if you use a chainsaw sharpener and do it.
Hey, guys, I'm going to hop out of here. I'm rolling up. 7-3 to everybody. Hope you have a great weekend if I don't talk to you before it's over. And we'll catch up with you next week if that's the case. So have a good one, KK4POT.
7-3, Sam. 7-3, Kim. Enjoy the weekend. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC.
When I went to my buddy's shop, he was honing, and I wanted to see if it was home. So guess what engine I honed a little bit of yesterday. Hadn't seen one of those in years. A 1967 400 Oldsmobile.
One of those.
Get one of the cylinders in it to see if I could still hone for a friend of mine. I saw one of those engines. It's from the past week.
Hey, Big Friday. Mike, I got a desk mic if you want to try using it. See if that picks your modulation up.
Send out the transmitter up.
That's mine. Plug in.
think, if I'm not mistaken, it's 5 pence.
Where is it off of?
Switch the cord around where it'll click in, you know, like the Yazoos and stuff.
That's the style I have. I'm using a mobile, but I've got an upgraded mic on it, which I don't like. It's got a knob on the side of it, the right-hand side, as you're looking into it. And it's just too easy for me to get my finger on that knob, and it changes channels. And there's been several times where I've knocked myself off the channel, didn't realize it.
Cap,
well,
it should be a lock on a mic to lock it.
Welcome to try that mic if you want to.
Lock button on that mic to lock it out.
It'd be a couple weeks before I can catch up with you.
I coattail in, y'all double.
Lock button on that thing?
Lock button. This is a updated mic that I bought, and put on. It's not a slide lock. It's the actual button that says lock, and I think it just locks the push buttons on the mic.
That's a bad design if it does that, because it's easy. If you hit that thing, you're going to be all over the place.
It could have a lock on the front panel.
Then when you lock it there, I do so much moving around, it's a little annoying, but, yeah, I guess I could use that.
Stay there for a minute. I just hit that lock button, that way I don't wander off.
I did that one day, not knowing it. And one of the Yaesus, I had an old Yaesu, and that transfer, if you didn't lock it, that transfer drifted all over the place. Fixing the stupid thing. I probably could have looked it up and found what circuit was bad in the circuit, but I never got around to fixing it.
You guys quit the first time. Man, 40 meters, the band guides were good. I picked up 4 countries right in a row.
Used to be that. That's pretty cool. I was on a different, you know, I was on that NVIS, and I didn't want to, I had to go outside, change that back over to my other one. I've got a switcher. I just need to run my other bulkhead fitting through that box, and then that way I can hook both antennas up at the same time.
The propagation was pretty good last night for a while, and man, there was so many people on, you couldn't hardly find a open frequency.
Yeah, you know when the band's open like that, you hear everything all over the place.
Emergency, and you're trying to get into a conversation that several guys have got going on, what do you say to get into that conversation to where you can pass information on?
Oh, but if you just broke in while they were saying, no, it ain't like the repeater. If you broke in, they should be able to hear you.
Bent over to you, Mayday.
Then that's what I've read, and that if a couple of guys were talking and not really giving enough time in between to jump in there to say the word break
before and that, but you know, on HF, no, if you just broke in there even while they were talking, one of the stations should be able to hear you.
Got in on a conversation yesterday that was up in North Carolina, and all them dudes were at it, man. They never let up to breathe. And I just called in break, and then they jumped on me about, you know, once I got in there, that, you know, that's what you say when you got an emergency. And that's not what I've read. You know, I've never had an emergency or heard anybody have one, so I just was checking with you guys. KK4NXE.
Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
Yeah,
good morning to you. Yeah, break, it says in the handbook, that break break is listed as a emergency call to tell everybody that you got an emergency to make. It's always been said that on in the test book.
I don't know if it was a question on my tech class or not, on the test, about using Mayday and using break. And break was not associated with emergency, but that was back in 2013, so my memory might be screwed up.
Look, wait 1 minute. Now, on FM, break means emergency on FM. Now, Mayday is on sideband, and that is listed as the same thing.
I wonder why they have two different standards.
The reason why I could possibly say that is one is FM and the other one is sideband. That's all I can say on that. I really wouldn't know.
Arrived, and at it works, I'm going to tell you, good morning, Robert. Good to hear you on the radio. And I'm going to say 73 to everybody, and maybe I'll catch you guys on the radio this afternoon or on HF over the weekend during the contest. KN4TFW.
Yes, 73 to you. Good to hear you out there.
Good, safe day and a great weekend. Check it for next week.
Say, Robert, that's about the best I've heard you since we've been talking to each other.
Well, right now, the only reason why I'm sounding better, well, there's two reasons. One is I'm on a mobile radio that's supposedly putting out 25 watts, 20 watts, and the other radio that I was talking on, I don't even know how much it's putting out. Says on in the manual book that it puts out 10 watts on FM and 50 watts or 30 watts on sideband. I don't know. And also I turned my beam around towards the repeater too. Breaking into your keto, but I just wanted to throw that out to you about the break. And a lot of people do get aggravated when they so-called hear break. They don't bother me.
Did it one time. I just said break. And I can tell those guys are making fun of me from the moment I said that. They knew it wasn't an emergency. But they're a little on the smart aleck side anyway, so that's fine.
One thing I will say to you, back then when I was getting into to meter real hot and heavy, I was getting into Charlotte repeater a lot, 494, 535, and at night time, you got these, stuck-up hypocrites on the repeater. And me and a friend of mine, we always go in talking to each other, saying break a 1-9, 10-4, just to irritate them, because they want to be stuck up, and we show how we treat stuck-up people.
Radio guys despise DB lingo, but these guys, I don't know, maybe you could call them hypocrites, because they got pretty doggone crass on the radio the other night. I listened to them for 2-3 nights, and I'm trying to find out exactly where in North Carolina they're from, but
Well, up in Charlotte, we have a lot of wannabe Nazis up there in Charlotte, and we let me and a friend of mine, we let them regular Nazis know how we feel about them. Let's get more into your young candy. Y'all carry on.
I've gotten it too, you know. Sometimes, a couple times, I've made a mistake on a frequency without sight, you know, because you can't look at it. You don't know where you are. And, you know, if you make a mistake, you know, my old transmitter, I said, you know, I'll lead into one of those guys with that. And I'll tell you what. I said, I'll tell you something. I said, I'm running an older transmitter, an old receiver. I said, I got to use the spot frequency to find where I am and go 50 kgs and guess it. So if I'm off a little bit running sideband because I'm on an older transmitter or something like that without sight, if you don't like it, too darn bad. Okay, then throw me a carrier on to the tune-up position, and I'll zero beat your darn butt. You know what I mean? I don't want to swear on the air. Be careful, Al.
Let's keep it one level under emotion.
What I was going to say, I didn't want to say, and I realized it, oops, you know, because being a mechanic, you know, one of the things that took me a long time when I got on the air at first was to get out of the habit, you know, working on engines all the time and smashing your hands and stuff. And tech school was one of those places that if you didn't have a language problem when you started working on this junk, you will when you're done. There's nothing worse than working on a modern car. Or just take every single wrench in your toolbox and throw it on the table.
Because Fords rarely need repair.
Motor machine business, let me tell you, I worked on everything. And I'll tell you what, Fords are the worst to work on. They are the hardest that you need every tool in your toolbox working on them things. God, it's a good car, but man, wait. It's just like if you got to change engines around in a Ford, different years or something like that, or different stuff, they are impossible. With Fords, look up the idea. One good thing that they do, and I like it, lots of times on the block, you'll put the end of the block year of the casting, the ID, right on the block casting.
Hey, P for ID. Mike, you going to try and get on HF this afternoon?
Yeah, I can. If you're going to be on there, you talking about between me and you, or just doing some DX?
I just figured just me and you get on there and do some rags, you.
Get it up, and yeah, we can do that. Just give me a text. I don't normally get home till probably about 5:30.
Just send me a text, because I'm sitting there at the radio from about 4:15 to about, unless I go somewhere, to about 7 o'clock.
That sounds good.
You know those, you need, when you want to build a fiberglass antenna, you know, you got the, you know that, like, tape you use on the outside along the wire? I wonder if you can buy that tape.
That would be an Ed question.
Throwing some papers out. What kind of tapes are you looking for?
It's that kind of use, like a tape type stuff around the wire on the outside of the, they use to hold the wire on the outside of the fiberglass.
You can pick it up. You may have to special order, but I feel sure you can get it.
I'll just build something and then just put a mount on the bottom of it and be done with it. And tell me where to get the tape.
He could.
God, dude, I gotta have her show me how to solder a connector and see if she'd come up with an easier way for me to do it. What about doing? If I could get a heat probe and make a little vise to hold the connector and something to hold the solder gun, I bet you I could do it.
I'm gonna try and raise that antenna on up. Get it up there like it's supposed to be.
Shoot for this next week, but one day, here in about 2 weeks. So any day is like okay with you, isn't it? And I'm off on Tuesdays.
Back in time to pick up the little munchkins from school. I'm good.
Yeah, maybe I should take my transmitter with me so I mean, I could check that thing out, because I'll bet you Ray's got an antenna up there.
Because, you know, it's 30 feet up in the trees on each end, but my ground ain't level. It bows in the middle, so right there in the middle, that thing ain't 18 feet off the ground.
On the coupling distance, though, so you're all right.
Considered an off-center dipole.
That's what it is, basically, and it taps all kinds of garbage on it. But I mean, if you can get it higher, do it. But if you can't, I mean, it'd be nice if you could get another 10, 15 feet on it, at least. I mean, ultimately, you want it 45 feet off the ground, and then you get 30 where the bad spot is, so that wouldn't be too bad. But if you can't get it higher, you can't get it higher.
Really, I don't have a yard. I mean, I'm in the woods on a ridge, and there's not a flat spot up there other than where we cut out for my concrete pad for my house.
Is it your land that you live on?
Land.
I've cut some of them trees down just so you can put up a long wire and fix it up that way.
What I'm talking about is that my ground is not level. You know, I live up on a ridge, and there's not really a flat spot up there for that length of a wire. That's why I was going to try to go to something vertical, but I thought I'd try to, you know, just use what I have. Now, I made a contact in France, so I know that it works where it's at. It's just probably not optimal.
Okay, one question. What about a rotatable dipole for 10, 15, 17, 20, and 40?
Those, good grief, I can't remember, the manufacturer's name, but I actually called them. Is it Gap? Doesn't Gap make antennas?
Yes, they do. I think they're vertical antennas.
They make octopus hubs, whatever you call it, where basically it is a full dipole with multiple bands, depending on what elements you put on it.
I up one rotatable dipole. As long as you buy the stuff, I can make it for you.
What's the width on that thing?
16 and a half feet on both sides.
What's the height that has to be off the ground? The one that, the one that Gap had, it was 7 feet. That's where the ground planes were, was at 7 feet.
I'm sure it would work at, well, you'd have to have it at least 10 or 15 feet for the lowest, but you can raise it up as high as you want it.
Good grief, I need to get with you then, and we'll try something out.
But you know, I'm normally on here every morning, or just about every morning, and I could
get a time and see when I can come out where you're at and meet you and show you.
That's good. We'll definitely catch up. Listen, I'm destinated. Gotta go. 7-3 to everybody, and you guys have a safe weekend. I'll catch you this evening at KK4NXE. We're going to be clear.
Have a good one, Mike. 7-3. Catch you this afternoon.
Stay safe on the wheels. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
So one more thing, sometimes they work, sometimes you never know. I mean, it's, you know, I'll see, maybe I'll talk to radio, I'll see if he can go, we can check the transmitter out, because boy, that'd be nice to be able to check the transmitter on his antenna, because we know Ray's antenna works. Yeah, I can figure the transmitter messed up.
OX line.
The transmitter would be nice.
That would be true.
These things are a pain to change the file in.
But whenever I can get down there and meet him and see what all he's got, I'll know there.
Week or two, we'll get together on your linear. Get a schematic and let me know. I'll actually look at the voltmeter on the front of the, if it has a voltmeter on the linear, let me know what the high voltage, if it has high voltage or not.
There's some meter on the amp. I just don't know what, if it's a voltmeter or a watt meter. I ain't sure.
It's a position where it'll tell you the voltage on the, to see if you got high voltage that you want in the filament. So the filament's well up there. You should be able, there should be a switch for high voltage. There's a tune, there should be a tune position in that thing, which I think some of them have. And what amplifier it is.
Now the schematic on it, I would not know where to get them.
Okay. Do you have a schematic of the transmitter anywhere?
No.
Schematic of the thing so we can figure out what circuitry it has. Once again, we'll figure it out.
Yep. Okay.
A Simpson 260 here, but it has a little issue. We'd have to play with, there's a problem with the meter. I don't know if it's a calibration issue or if it works, but not, the voltage doesn't read as accurately as it should. 260 laying around. And you've got eyesight, so you can read the meter. I'll have to put a battery, put batteries in it and see if it's a calibration issue or if the meter's got a problem. Go up to 6 o'clock.
In a few minutes, so I can lay down and get a few hours rest.
It's a close for a nurse this year because I got dry stockings in my hand, so I better get moving. Okay, I'm 473s, guys. Okay, I'm 4 mL clear.
Just to you. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India.